Kanban system organizes the supply and production of goods in manufacturing processes operating under the JIT methodology, having only the necessary amount of raw materials on hand at the right time. Goal: to adjust manufacturing capacity to demand, thereby avoiding overstocking and unnecessary wait times between processes. What is the Kanban system? The Kanban system organizes the supply and production of goods in manufacturing processes operating under the JIT methodology. That means you will only produce when there is a demand, and you will only produce as much of raw materials you have available or has been allotted to you. Goal: to adjust the manufacturing capacity to demand, thereby avoiding overstocking and unnecessary wait times between processes. Developed by Taichi Ono at Toyota in the 1950s as part of the lean manufacturing methodology, it's a system for communicating both production and materials replenishment orders, often used in pull production models that respond to customer demand. The concept was inspired by the replenishment rules observed in US supermarkets. Kanban literally means signboard in Japanese. Originally, physical cards were used to request parts from the previous process. These cards contained information identifying each batch of material, SKU, code, lot size, destination, etc., and were attached to containers or shelves. Today, software applications replace physical cards. Kanban in logistics was developed by Taichi Ono at Toyota in the 1950s as part of the lean manufacturing methodology. It was a system to communicate both production and materials replenishment orders, often used in pull production models that respond to customer demand. Here, let's understand what does pull production mean. Well, you have two systems. One is the push system and the second is the pull system. The push system is where you produce to stock. That means you have a demand forecast in place and you keep observing that demand forecast, follow it completely and make as per that forecast. So there is no real customer available in front of you, but you are creating an inventory of finished goods to be serviced to service a customer as and when he comes in. What does a pull production mean? You produce to sell, or rather produce to deliver. This means that you do not start production unless and until you have a customer who is present there, or rather has paid you an advance or has confirmed his order in writing. That is the pull production. That means the customer actually pulls the product through the manufacturing unit. The concept was inspired by the replenishment rules observed in US supermarkets. A small story behind this: Taichi Ono and other senior management of Toyota wanted to visit the Ford plant in Detroit. However, they were not permitted to do so because of obvious reasons. Taichi Ono, as a young engineer, would be very restless every day morning and would land up in front of a supermarket which was just opposite his hotel. The name of the supermarket was Piggly Wiggly. He would observe how earlier, before the supermarket opened at 8:30 for public, how the supermarket's staff would replenish only those items which were sold in each of the shelves. Now, this triggered to him the idea of the concept of JIT and Kanban. Kanban literally means signboard in Japanese. Originally, physical cards were used to request parts from the previous process. These cards contained information identifying each batch of material, SKU, code, etc., and were attached to containers or shelves. And the process followed was, when an empty shelf or container moved back to the warehouse, the Kanban would be removed from that container and moved to the relevant department, that is purchase, if it was to be for a product from outside, from a supplier, or to manufacturing if it had to be produced in-house. Today, software applications replace physical cards. Kanban boards, visual tools with columns representing task statuses, where cards or virtual labels are placed to track progress and responsibility. The Kanban system is now also applied in managing various projects, including software development. Two main types of Kanban cards. Transportation Kanban indicates the quantity of product that needs to be replenished to complete the next process in the supply chain. Example, moving goods from a warehouse to a store shelf. Production Kanban used to request the manufacturer of a product, example, issued by a facility when it runs out of stock. What you see in the picture is how the production process runs when it is controlled by Kanban. Customers create a market demand which needs to be replenished, right? So what happens? The finished product moves to the customer, and the process for replenishing that finished product, it gets initiated. It gets initiated to the point where even some material may be required from the supplier. Advantages: allows visualization of work, making it easy to identify each stage of the production replenishment cycle. Enables setting work in progress WIP limits to prevent bottlenecks. Helps measure lead times between processes. Acts as a control system for production and material availability. Prevents overproduction and excess stock, saving storage space. So what happens here? You're without a computer system. The Kanban board allows you visualization of work and its status, making it easy to identify each stage of the production or replenishment cycle. Enables setting work in progress limits. Many a times you started off with a certain WIP limit. That means that you would maintain certain pieces in WIP before they can be finished and made. So they get triggered off when there is a replenishment request made. When technology has improved and your process time has reduced, you need to review this work in progress quantity so that you reduce that and improve on the business. Of course, you are not going to get into a bottleneck. Helps measure lead times between processes. Rather, what Kanban does, if the production process exceeds more than one operation, then it will try and see, or rather the requirement would be to balance the entire process of as many operations that there are, so that you get a single piece flow through all the operations. Acts as a control system for production and material availability. When the card is on the board, that means that material is still to be received, or it is at the stage that the board indicates. The card out from the board means that the material is available. Prevents overproduction and excess stock, saving storage space. This is a wonderful way, physical way, to control overproduction and excess stock, because one is the material input is controlled. So the operator produces only the product to the extent of the raw material available with him for production, and he doesn't get anything more than that. Disadvantages: provides optimal results with uniform production flow, less effective with high demand volatility, susceptible to delays if a link in the chain fails, example, a lost card or incorrect order, not very flexible for coping with major changes in product manufacturing techniques, requires suppliers to adhere to the same Kanban rules for procurement. Modern implementations often use warehouse management systems with automatic identification systems like barcodes and RFID tags. Let's look at the disadvantages. Provides optimal results with uniform production flow, less effective with high demand volatility. Susceptible to delays if a link in the chain fails, example, a lost card or incorrect order. Now, if you look at the origin of this process, it started with an automobile manufacturer. So if it is to be applied to any other industry or any service industry, it also needs to be accordingly tweaked to meet the customer requirement of that industry and the product and the nature of the product. But what it is trying to do in a manufacturing setup is uses uniform production flow, which we just discussed. Susceptible to delays. Yes, if a link in the physical chain fails, that means a card is lost. As a result of which, overcoming and using technology, overcoming this loss of cards and using technology, today there is a virtual Kanban board on the screen of every operator or every supervisor in a manufacturing floor, shop floor. Not very flexible for coping with major changes in product manufacturing techniques. If you have too many products that are being produced in a particular cell, yes, or in a manufacturing unit, you will run into problems trying to use the classical Kanban method. You will need to review the process and study and come up with your own methodology to use the Kanban process. Requires suppliers to adhere to the same Kanban rules for procurement. Definitely, you cannot expect a supplier supplying you 1,000 pieces when you require 100 pieces. The Kanban would be only for 100, which means the supplier would have to deliver 100 pieces. Now, this is a matter of discipline that you would like to extend with your suppliers, of course, with pre-discussion and agreement. Modern implementation often use warehouse management systems with automatic identification systems like barcodes and RFID tags, which implies that the use of technology has become necessary even for a process that was designed to be run manually. What is vendor-managed inventory? A concept that is practically new to a lot of industries. Definition: a collaborative supply chain management strategy where the vendor, supplier, takes responsibility for managing inventory levels at the customer's location. This involves the vendor monitoring stock levels, forecasting demand, and replenishing inventory as needed. Let us understand this again. A collaborative supply chain management strategy where the vendor takes responsibility for managing inventory levels at the customer's location. So here we are talking of a vendor trying to manage inventory in a customer's location. What would it involve? This involves the vendor monitoring stock levels, forecasting demand, and replenishing inventory as needed. Where did this concept originate? Let me share with you a little background. This concept started with the supermarket Walmart, where Walmart observed that sale of baby diapers often increased at the end of the shopping cycle. That means when a customer walked in, he preferably, if it was a male, he never had the inclination to pick up a packet of diapers. And many at times, as he was in the checkout line, when talking to his spouse, he would get a requirement for a diaper and he would leave the cart at the check-in counter and run inside to get the required diaper package. Walmart observed this and saw an opportunity here. As a result, they invited the diaper manufacturer to place inventory at their cost at just next to the checkout counters. Now, given a required a specified space and a constraint as to the kind of inventory that could be maintained, they informed the diaper supplier that they would maintain that inventory at their own cost. And how would they get paid? They would get paid at the end of every day after the billing was closed for that branch of Walmart. Now, what was happening? The diaper manufacturer was keeping inventory inside Walmart at his cost, ensuring its replenishment on a regular basis and getting paid at the end of the day for whatever pieces that had been sold or were billed by Walmart supermarket. Let's understand this. This involves the vendor monitoring stock levels, forecasting demand, and replenishing inventory as needed. Now, replenishing inventory as needed is important here because inside the Walmart store, the space, the volume that of inventory that could be contained was fixed by Walmart. So there was no way that the diaper manufacturer could exceed that volume of space. How vendor managed inventory works? Information sharing. The customer shares relevant data, sales data, inventory levels, forecasts with the vendor, often through electronic systems. Inventory monitoring. The vendor uses this data to monitor the customer's real-time inventory levels, track sales trends, and identify potential stockouts. So what is happening here? When under information sharing, when the customer shares the relevant sales data with the supplier, the supplier also gets information on the inventory levels and the expected sales forecast for their products. Now it is then easy for the vendor to monitor his product's inventory at the customer's real-time inventory levels and track sales trends and identify when replenishment or potential stockouts are likely to happen. Replenishment. The vendor is responsible for replenishing the customer's inventory, ensuring enough product is available to meet demand using methods like JIT or consignment inventory. Performance measurement. Both parties agree on performance metrics, example, inventory turnover, service levels, cost savings, and regularly review them. So replenishment happens as and when is the responsibility of the vendor, and he has to look at what is the customer's inventory level and ensure that his products don't run out of stocks. The other condition that Walmart put on the diaper manufacturer was, if there is a loss of sale because of their product, that means that if a customer walked out dissatisfied because the particular item that he wanted was not available, that would go against the manufacturer or the supplier, and that would mean that he would get a negative marking for that. Now this kept all the diaper manufacturers on their toes and their people vigilant to whatever sales was happening. Performance measurement. Both parties agree on performance metrics, that means inventory turnover, service levels, cost savings, and regularly review them. Obviously, if it is a working environment, you need to be understanding how customer behavior is affecting you and how your product is moving. Purpose of vendor managed inventory. The primary purpose is to optimize inventory levels and improve supply chain efficiency for both the vendor and the customer. This is achieved by transferring inventory management responsibility to the vendor, who typically has better visibility into demand patterns and production capabilities. The biggest advantage here for the vendor is that he knows what his plant is capable of manufacturing and how soon he is able to replenish the stock at the customer's end. This is a very big plus point of this entire process. What is the purpose of vendor-managed inventory? The primary purpose is to optimize inventory levels and improve supply chain efficiency for both the vendor and the customer. This is achieved by transferring inventory management responsibility to the vendor, who typically has better visibility into demand patterns and production capabilities. What are the specific goals of vendor-managed inventory? Reducing inventory costs, optimizing inventory levels, improving service levels, minimizing lost sales, increasing sales, meeting demand more effectively, streamlining supply chain operations, automating tasks, strengthen supplier relationships, collaboration, and trust. Let's go through them again. Reducing inventory costs, optimizing inventory levels, which means that since there is a limited space, there is limited inventory at the opening at the supermarket. As a result of which, the inventory that is kept there is also to the bare minimum that can be occupied, that can be placed in that given allocated space. Improved service levels, minimizing lost sales. When you have access to what has been the sales data for the previous day, for the previous week, as well as using the required technology, you can minimize lost sales. Increasing sales, meeting demand more effectively. When you realize that the sale of a particular variant of your product is increasing, you can definitely look, review your inventory levels and ensure that you are able to meet that demand. Maybe in peak seasons, you may have to look at replenishment twice a day also. Streamlining supply chain operations, automating tasks. You can keep this all in a software where and decide levels for replenishment so that the replenishment process immediately starts as soon as the reorder point is reached. Strengthen supplier relationships, collaboration and trust. With sales data being shared by the customer to the supplier, definitely it is done so because of a trust and a collaboration between the two, which is much higher than just a supplier-buyer relationship. For vendors, what are the benefits? Increased sales and customer loyalty. Proactive stock replenishment prevents stockouts. Improved forecasting and planning. Access to real-time customer demand and inventory data. Stronger customer relationships, collaboration and trust. Competitive advantage differentiates from competitors. So what are the benefits for the vendors? Increased sales and customer loyalty. When people come, the example that we took about Walmart, they would be sure that they would get the required diaper, baby diaper at Walmart. Improved forecasting and planning, access to real-time customer demand and inventory data helps the vendors actually decide what should be the next inventory replenishment cycle. Stronger customer relationships that we looked at with collaboration and trust, there is a much better relationship between the supplier and the customer. Competitive advantage differentiates from competitors. Now the competitive advantage to a vendor is that his product is always available at the given point of sale. As a result, the customer starts being more loyal to that outlet rather than any other. As a result, when most of these supermarkets stick to a single brand or offer such services, vendor managed inventory to only specific brands, the brand becomes more effective than its competitors. For customers, retailers or distributors, it is important to define here who the customer is. It is the retailer or the distributor. Reduced inventory costs, transfers management responsibility, freeing up capital. Improved service levels, helps prevent stockouts. Reduced administration, eliminates tracking and ordering. Access to suppliers' expertise, leverages vendors' specialized knowledge in inventory management. So let's look at the advantages or the benefits of vendor-managed inventory for retailers or distributors. They do not have to bother about the inventory that is being held on behalf, that is physically in their premises, but belongs to the vendor. So, wherein the responsibility is transferred to the vendor himself. Improved service levels helps prevent stockouts because it is more of the vendor's brand that is now at stake rather than the establishment, because the establishment is much bigger, as we saw in the example that I just mentioned. Walmart is so big that none of the diaper manufacturers can stand in front of them. Reduced administration eliminates tracking and ordering. Now there is a person who is employed by the vendor to track and eliminate delays for the replenishment. Access to supplier expertise leverages vendor's specialized knowledge in inventory management. Here, what is happening here is with the vendor having access to customer data as well as his own production capabilities, he is much in a much better position to understand the inventory management and how to go about it at the factory as well as the point of sale. What are the challenges? Requires a high level of trust and collaboration between vendor and customer. Sharing sensitive information, sales data, inventory levels, forecasts can be a concern regarding transparency and confidentiality. The challenges are, requires a high level of trust and collaboration between vendor and the customer. It is obvious if a vendor is going to stake his inventory in a customer's premises, he needs trust and collaboration from that establishment. But however, the establishment would have another sensitive issue that they would have to look at or overcome rather is the sharing of sensitive information on sales data, inventory levels, forecasts, etc. But this can be overcome with complete transparency and confidentiality, building trust and collaboration between the supplier and the customer. Examples of VMI: Walmart and Procter Gamble, Procter and Gamble for diapers, Campbell Soup Company and Kroger for soups, PepsiCo and 7-Eleven beverages, that is PepsiCo and 7-Eleven is a supermarket chain, Black & Decker and Home Depot for tools. Let's look at the key takeaways of this chapter. Supply chain management is comprehensive, covering coordination from sourcing to selling, while logistics focuses on the movement and storage of items. The 7 C's of logistics: connect, create, provide a valuable framework. The goal of logistics functions is timely delivery, enhanced customer satisfaction, reduced costs, and optimized processes. Inbound and outbound logistics can be major cost centers, but also offer significant opportunities for time and cost savings. Demand forecasting in logistics helps predict uncertainties and plan strategy. JIT aims to make processes more efficient and eliminate waste. The Kanban methodology is a system for communicating production and materials replenishment orders, often used in pull systems. And vendor-managed inventory is a collaborative strategy where suppliers manage inventory levels at the customer's location to optimize levels, reduce costs, and improve service. Thank you.